Picture this, a time when black and white television sets were a novelty and comic strips were the day's entertainment. Amidst this backdrop emerged a rather unusual hero, a sailor with a penchant for spinach and a unique look that set him apart from the rest. This is the story of Popeye, a character whose journey from the comics section to the TV screen is as fascinating as his adventures. Popeye first sailed into the world of comics on January 17, 1929. In the US daily comic strip Thimble Theatre, created by L.Z. Chrysler Seeger. This sailor wasn't your average protagonist. He stood out with his squinting right eye, sometimes seemingly absent, and his peculiarly large forearms adorned with anchor tattoos. His upper arms, in stark contrast, were skinny, and he was rarely seen with his corncob pipe. But what truly defined Popeye was his extraordinary strength. In his early days, Popeye was depicted as superhumanly strong, capable of lifting immense weights. However, as his character evolved, his strength became dependent on a rather unexpected source, spinach. Yes, this leafy green not only became his signature, but also a symbol of hidden strength. Popeye wasn't just about brawn, though. His creator, E.C. Seeger, infused him with a complex personality. He was often seen as uncivilized and even violent, but beneath that rough exterior lay a man of deep introspection and high moral fiber. His famous catchphrase, "I am what I am, that's all I am," reflected his self-awareness and acceptance of his identity. The impact of Popeye was such that he became the first cartoon character to be honored with his own statue, a testament to his influence and popularity. Over the years, Popeye has remained the beloved figure in both comics and animated cartoons, transcending generations and continuing to inspire with his quirky charm and unyielding spirit. His story is a testament to the enduring power of creativity and timeless appeal of a character who is unapologetically himself.